Did he truly see me now? Did he see the double rubber gloves, the careful coveralls, the slick silk mask? Did he really see me? Or did that only happen in the other room? The dark passenger's room. The clean room. Painted white 2 nights past, and swept, scrubbed, sprayed, cleaned as can be. And in the middle of the room, its windows sealed with thick white rubberized sheets, under the lights in the middle of the room, did he finally see me there and the table I had made, the boxes of white garbage bags, the bottles of chemicals, and the small row of saws and knives? Did he see me at last? Or did he see those 7 untidy lumps, and who knows how many more? Did he see himself at last, unable to scream, turning into that kind of mess in the garden? He would not, of course. His imagination did not allow him to see himself as the same species. And in a way, he was right. He would never turn into the kind of mess he had made of the children. I would never do that, could never allow that. I am not like Father Donovan, not that kind of monster. I am a very neat monster. Neatness takes time, of course, but it's worth it. Worth it to make the dark passenger happy, keep him quiet for another long while. Worth it just to do it right and tidy. Remove one more heap of mess from the world. A few more neatly wrapped bags of garbage, and my one small corner of the world is a neater, happier place. A better place. I had about 8 hours before I had to be gone. I would need them all to do it right. I secured the priest to the table with duct tape and cut away his clothes. I did the preliminary work quickly, shaving, scrubbing, cutting away the things that stuck out untidily. As always, I felt the wonderful, long, slow build to release begin its pounding throughout my entire body. It would flutter through me while I worked, rising and taking me with it, until the very end, the need and the priest swimming away together on a fading tide. And just before I started the serious work, Father Donovan opened his eyes and looked at me. There was no fear now. That happens sometimes. He looked straight up at me, and his mouth moved.
What?
I said. I moved my head a little closer. I can't hear you. I heard him breathe, a slow and peaceful breath. And then he said it again before his eyes closed.
You're welcome, I said.
And I went to work.